So we moved to hour number three. I spent the first 2 hours laying out a bunch of content, had a bunch of interviews, and now it's open to you. So if you've been kind of laying out, taking it all in, try to get through, did get through, got tired of waiting, now is your hour to call. 1-800-636-8686. The program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. By Quicken Loans, Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. If you're joining us late, I did mention that I could have easily gone all 3 hours on the NFL. And we did spend a lot of time on that, but then I changed up a little bit. We talked to Kevin Ioli and talked about Israel Adesanya and MMA. We talked about Conor McGregor and Manny Pacquiao as a possibility. Is there anybody anywhere not named Conor who wants to see that? Andy Staples joined us. We just talked a lot of SEC ball, which is kind of weird to me, right? Like, on the one hand, it seemed really weird to be talking SEC football and matchups and reactions and previews. It seemed really weird. And then on the other hand, it seemed pretty normal, right? It is September. We should be talking SEC football. But then again, it's weird when we're talking about it for one of the first times at the end of September. Again, 2020. Hashtag 2020. All really weird. Really weird. All right, telephone number is, again, use the number, 1-800-636-8686. Now is a good time to call. I want to bounce back to the NFL for a minute. Like we've discussed at length, week three. Haven't even gotten to the Giants and the Jets yet. But we've talked about week three at length. I can honestly tell you that the games, especially the good games, all of that was great, but it was still the undercard for tonight's main fight. I mean, yes, Packers-Saints, good game. Certainly gets billing on the main card, but that's not the main event. That was not the main event. Tonight is the main event. 2018 NFL MVP versus 2019 NFL MVP. Jackson. Versus Mahomes.
Mahomes.
KC v. Baltimore. Hell freaking yes. I'm going to say the two best teams in the NFL right now. Two best teams in the NFL are going to give each other the hands for 60 minutes in B-more tonight. Do not at me, Mafia. Do not at me, Bills Mafia. You are 3-0. I've given you a hell of a lot of run and love and respect. As of right now, and especially after blowing that 28-3 lead, yes, you handled your business. You did come back. But you did blow a 28-3 lead. Yes, you're 3-0. You blew a 28-3 lead. You're not the Chiefs or the Ravens. Not yet. Nobody is. These are the two best in the business still yet. Baltimore's won 14 straight in the regular season. They've beaten their two opponents this season by an average of 24.5 per game. Kansas City has won 11 straight, including last year's Super Bowl. They're the champs. They hold the belt. It's a title on a strap that Ravens fan felt that they were destined for after finishing last season with the league's best record. Again, as of today, make no mistake about it, these are the two best teams in the NFL, the Ravens and the Chiefs. Now, while both these teams are led by generational talents, the generational talents of Action Jackson and Patty Mahomes, both these teams have several ballers, and they've got very different identities overall. Baltimore is going to play physical. We know this. Kansas City is going to be explosive. We know that. Now, they can beat you both ways. You can't be this great by playing one-dimensional football. And while each team can, it doesn't mean they have to or will. And they're not relying on that exclusively to beat you. Baltimore is going to try to impose their will on the ground. We know this. With tough, physical, old school, punch you in the face, line up, fire off the ball, and drive that dude that's right in front of the other guy right into the ground. We know Baltimore is going to do that. We know that Baltimore is going to hit you in the mouth over and over again. The 2019 Ravens set an NFL record for rushing yardage by a team in a season. The 2020 Ravens do not look that different. Yes, I know that Lamar can throw it. I do. But last week against Houston, Baltimore rushed for 230 yards on the ground. They were hitting them at 6.2 yards a pop on the ground. And the Texans actually did a pretty good job of containing Freaky L. It's that three-headed monster behind him that went off. You know, the Mark Ingram, Gus Edwards, and rookie J.K. Dobbins combination of size, power, and speed.
Crank,
speed.
Crank.
Crank.
Crank. Crank.
So however you like it on the ground, the Ravens will serve it up. And to me, that's a key tonight, right? It's pretty simple, actually. It's no secret. The Kansas City Chiefs run D is not a strength. We know this. Yes, they cleaned it up late in their run for the Lombardi last year. But once again, that run defense has reared its ugly head up this season. Week two, the Chargers, with Justin Herbert making his first career start, torched them on the ground for 183 yards. It doesn't help either that their corners are depleted. So no, the Ravens are not going to change their approach and air it out. But if they stack the box, Lamar certainly will fire away and take that secondary to task. Like, Baltimore, in theory, actually has the perfect blueprint to beat the Chiefs. Run the football, eat the clock, and keep Mahomes and his offense off the field. No, the blueprint doesn't always work, but it's the best a team can come up with. Which gets us to that part of the game tonight. Kansas City's historically explosive offense. You know what? It hasn't looked that historic so far this season. I mean, it will soon enough. And tonight would be a great time to get right. And they might against this defense. Like last season. Remember when these two teams got together last season? There was a whole lot of pub about that vaunted Ravens D and their secondary slowing down that amazing Kansas City offense. Yeah, all Mahomes did was light them up. 374 yards, three touchdowns, and a five-point win. And they were able to run it. But this Ravens defense might be different this year. They might be different this year because they've got Calais Campbell, who is locking it down. And that's a defense that can be dominant when you've got Calais and you've got Matthew Judon on that D-line. So the Ravens are the better all-around team, I'm going to argue right now. The Ravens are the better all-around team. When you consider them on both sides of the ball, they're at home. Question is, can they stop the Kansas City offense? Lamar has not beaten Patty yet. Is tonight the night? Is tonight the night? Can't wait to find out. The line is currently +3 for the Chiefs. I said earlier, when something seems too good to be true, it generally is. You can get Patrick Mahomes on a Monday night +3. Doesn't that seem too good to be true? But if it seems too good to be true, is it not? Who you got? Patty in the points, or is this the ultimate trap game? Is this the ultimate trap game? We're going to find out. Bell rings at 8:20 Eastern. The first fist will be thrown seconds later. It's my man Nate Diaz right there. Who you got? Who do you like tonight? If this is the game of the year, and it might be, who do you like tonight? If these are the two best teams in the NFL, who do you like tonight? If you're asking me, hey, Rome, who you got? You know what my sense is? My sense is those who set the lines are almost always right on it. And that feels like a game that is probably three or less. That feels to me like a game that's probably Baltimore by two. So you tell me who you want. You can take the points. Or if you were to bet them straight up, who would you take? If I'm betting them straight up, I'm taking the Ravens tonight. I think it's their time. But it's not straight up, right? It's +3. Kansas City, +3. Patty Mahomes, +3. Not often you're going to get Pat Mahomes +3. Except they can't stop that run. They still can't stop the run. And the Ravens are running on everybody still yet with that three-headed monster and a quarterback that can still run it. So I'm going to take the Ravens. Who do you have? 1-800-636-8686. I would ask the big head, James Kelly, who he has, but he's still crying about the Rams and how they got jammed by the refs. Yeah, that'll happen. Hey, Rams fan, honestly, honestly, yes, you got jammed. Yes, it was a terrible call. Yeah, but you of all people, Rams fan, you're going to cry about how the refs did you wrong. Saints fan thinks that's hilarious. Ram it. And what do you make of last night's game? Aaron Rodgers, same as he ever was. Drew Brees, not so much so. Then again, it may not matter. All he has to do is keep getting the ball to Alvin Kamara in space and let him do what he does. In addition to it, I do want to talk some baseball. Of all the shocking things that happened over the weekend, maybe none more so than the fact that that regular season officially has come to an end. And now we're all set. The 2020 regular season is over in Major League Baseball. And now the postseason starts. It's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out. Drew in West LA hits me up on Twitter. Dear Jim, Mitch Trubisky won the game, but lost in life. Signed, Magic the Gathering players. Hey, Drew, are you calling them losers? There has not been a Magic the Gathering reference in a while on the program. Hey, Rome Slice, we love mac and cheese stuffed wings. Regards, fat people that gorged on that chicken sando with glazed donuts as a bun. Unwore adults cutting up hot dogs and putting them in their mac and cheese. Casey, New Hampshire's in. You can put mac and cheese in anything. Signed, The Grocery Store Deli. Romy, you paid for a six-pack of Michelob Ultra? Insider tip, I know a place where you can get unlimited supply. Just turn on your kitchen faucet. Signed, Ashley in Nebraska. Damn, Ash. She did it for me. War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones.
Damn, Ashley. I mean, I'm sure you didn't make that up, but it still made me laugh. Again, I'm not fighting this fight for Mick Ultra. I just had one. It showed up in a picture. All right, let's go to the phones. Manny in L.A. What's going on, Manny? How are you?
Romy, I'm fine. You know, today is the Day of Atonement for a lot of people, right?
Yes, I know this.
Jewish folks. Well, I'll tell you something. I'm here to atone for my sins in the jungle because after the 2017 draft, you called out the Bears for getting worked by John Lynch and drafting Mitch Trubisky. And I tried to get in a few times to get back at you after Trubisky had a pretty good 2018 season. I wanted to see if you'd agree to correct, and you wouldn't. And so, lo and behold, after yesterday's performance, I'm here to say that I humbly apologize, and I eat the crow sando, and give you the props that you deserve for calling it right to begin with.
You know, Manny, I can appreciate that. Apology not accepted. Let me tell you something, man. You dudes, you especially, Manny, man, you were banging that drum so hard. And you were coming at me so hard with, hey, Rome, now what do you have to say? How about Mitch Trubisky? And I kept saying, what do I have to say? What I have to say is I am right. You got to be kidding me about that deal. You got to be kidding me about this guy. You got to be kidding me. And now you're going to come in here after he gets benched and he's been garbage and say, I humbly submit my apology, Mr. Rome. Do you accept it? Hell no. Hell no, I do not. Not from you and not from any of the others like you that were coming at me so hard with, hey, Rome, what do you have to say now about Trubisky? The same thing I said when they took him. Terrible pick. That might be the first and only time that I did not accept somebody's apology. And I stand by that. I've always been about making things right. In fact, as I get older and more evolved and I mellow out, I'm about fixing things, not breaking things. I like that. I like it when things come around. I like it that when I had earlier beefs with certain coaches and certain players, we can make it right. Like some things you can never fix, and that's fine. I accept that. I get that. I'm accountable. I'm responsible. I'm about ownership, and you need to be about ownership as well as it relates to your horrible Mitchell Trubisky takes back in the day. And most of all, the way you came at me over and over again. Take my call. Take my call. Well, I've taken your call already. Your call sucks, and so did that pick. And I'm not coming off it. Apology not accepted. Try again next week. Maybe then, but not today. Not today. My man. I knew that call was coming at some point. Just as I knew I would not accept the apology when it did. Manny. All right, Manny. I'm already starting to bounce back a little bit. It's not your fault you had no idea what you were talking about, Manny. It's not my fault that I'm almost always right, Manny. It's just the cross I have to bear. Hey, Rome. Mitch threw six TDs against Tampa Bay. You ready to eat some crow? Yeah, no. This dude's the best. 1-800-636-8686. That was painful, wasn't it? That was not an easy call for you to make, huh, my man? Like I said, only Trubisky could be quarterbacking an undefeated team and still lose his job. And he did. Oh, and what do you know? Foles has already been named the starter. The shock is that Mitch beat him out to begin with. But Coach Nagy wanted to make sure that everybody knew, old Mitchell, boy, he worked hard. He worked really, really hard, and he beat out Nick Foles. Yeah, well, that lasted 2.5 games. When we return, anybody else? In fact, a lot of you owe me an apology for a lot of different things. I think I'll be more understanding, except on that point. It should be the day that you call and apologize to me. That's a good start. That went pretty well. Like Josh Allen. You can apologize for that, too. Look at that guy. When we come back, I want to talk about Russell Wilson and how amazing he looks so far. And the MLB postseason is about to get underway. All of that is still ahead. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
You want to make sure you think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent service from the professional parts people that you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Hawk, be working on the ATP. Do it. So I'm still shaking my damn head about, quote, Manny in L.A. And I'll tell you why that is. One, he had a historically bad take and a bad fight to pick with me. I mean, we all knew, well, except for, quote, Manny, about Mitch. Yes, Trubisky had a good rookie season. Yes, the Bears played solid football that rookie season. However, it was pretty apparent, at least anybody who knows what they're talking about, that that was not going to end well, and it didn't. Yet, quote, Manny kept coming in here to battle. Admit it, Rome, admit it. Man, you jumped the you jumped too quickly on that. You moved too fast. You're wrong. Admit it. Own it. Accept it. Apologize. I said, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Not for that. And I am a guy who's about accountability and responsibility, which brings me back to, quote, Manny. So because I don't take too many phone calls on this show, generally, I have a pretty good idea of who's calling. So I can look at the phone screen and see a name and a city and know. I'm like, Manny in L.A., that doesn't sound right. And then I see the topic. I'm calling to apologize about my Mitchell Trubisky take. And I think to myself immediately, I know who it is. It's that old clown. That old clown in L.A. who kept picking that fight with me. Who kept wanting in. And we finally said, enough already. Dude, you've made your point. It's wrong. I'm saving you from you. Manny. And then he got through again. He deep talk. I think he changed his name. So to this day, I don't even know what this guy's name is. But we know the guy. James Kelly immediately hit me with this guy. Like, he knew right away who the guy was. We knew who the guy was, but I don't know who the guy is. Like, I don't know his name. So the kind of guy that not only would stay and fight on behalf of Trubisky, but allegedly change his name so he could get on the air to fight for Trubisky, I think. Because I don't remember him being a Manny. I could be wrong. Hey, quote, Manny. You tell me. In fact, don't tell me, Manny. I've heard enough from you. But I think that was not his name, because I would remember, especially a guy who continued to make that argument. I don't remember him being a Manny in L.A. In fact, I bet somebody listening would know. Probably Drew in West L.A. would know. Probably the nut himself would know. Stuck Nut. Hey, Rome. Leave Mitch Tuwiski alone. He tried to do his job, but eventually it's time to move on. Regards, Dasmati. Francis in Glendale. War Ira Craig using quesadillas as face masks. You're just baiting me now, man. You're just trying to get me to bite because you know what my response is. A homeless person would not use food as a prop. A homeless person would use food as food because they're homeless and they're hungry, right? Unless Ira felt very strongly about COVID-19. Well, that's a tough call for me. Do I use this quesadilla as a mask so as not to transmit or catch? Or do I use this quesadilla as a quesadilla because I'm hungry and I don't have any place to live? Can I do both? Do better. All right, so as you all know, personal appearance is not show fodder. Number one, you should have all stopped being about that life once you got out of grade school. Number two, if I did allow it, all I'd get is a steady diet of how ugly this person is. So I'm not doing it. And I'm not having it. And personal appearance still is not show fodder. Got that? Good. That said, the state of professional football in New York could not be any uglier than it is right now, Buffalo aside. Think of the ugliest thing you know. Think of the ugliest thing you know. Notice I didn't say person. Think of the ugliest thing you know. Then multiply that by 100, and you have the Jets and the Giants, and not necessarily in that order. But why don't we start with the Giants, who are hosting the 49ers? Actually, they were hosting what was left of the 49ers, because the Niners went into that game without Jimmy Garoppolo, without George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Raheem Mostert, and Tevin Coleman. And that was only a partial list of the offensive players they were missing. On defense, they were missing Nick Bosa, Solomon Thomas, Dee Ford, Richard Sherman, Dre Greenlaw, and more. So if ever there was a time for the Giants to face the 49ers, yesterday was it. And the Giants did what they do best. They got their asses kicked. Not only could they not beat a team that was missing 9 starting players, they couldn't even compete. Not only could they not compete, they got blown the hell out. Final score, the remnants of San Francisco, 36. The New York Giants, 9. The Giants played a team that was essentially missing its entire team, and they still lost by 4 touchdowns. And stop me if you've heard this before. Danny Turnovers was doing what Danny Turnovers does. What he does best, turn the football over. Like, dude, you may have hated that Danny Dimes nickname. Like, I get it. It's really lame. But it's still a lot better than being called a turnover factory, which is what you are still.
He's getting it out pretty quick on this first drive. Fake to Gallman pitch. Fumble on the play. It's loose. And it looks like the 49ers have it. And they do. So the first time Jason Garrett goes to his book to get a little trickery, the ball is mishandled by Engram, and the 49ers pounce on it, and there is Deion Jordan to recover it.
Just not a clean pitch.
Just not a clean pitch. And then late in the first half, with his team down 13-6, then this happened.
Four-man rush. Jones with pressure throws, and it's intercepted. Fred Warner has the pick, and the 49ers set up with great field position.
I think Fred Warner just sat on that, read his eyes, and then jumped the route. So just not a good decision right there from what we're seeing.
Pretty much Daniel Stephen Jones, if you need him. Better known as Daniel Stephen Turnovers the First. Daniel Stephen Jones the Third, actually. But Daniel Stephen Turnovers the First. Like, the Giants have played 3 games. He's got six turnovers. That fumble in the first quarter was his 20th fumble in the first 16 games he's played. The only guy who has fumbled it at a higher rate in his first 16 games was Tony Banks. But don't worry. Don't worry. Jones says he is on it.
You know, I think those are costly mistakes and certainly need to correct them.
Yeah, thanks, D. Glad you're on top of that problem. Identifying it is the first step. Fixing it is the next step. Anytime you want to get around to that next step would be just great. I mean, we're not talking about, like, this guy's Brett Favre and that he's going to take some chances but make a hell of a lot of plays, or that he's Brett Favre and that he's going to have some turnovers because the offense is explosive and it's worth it. Hell no. That juggernaut of an offense didn't even make it into the red zone yesterday. They didn't even get into the red zone against a banged up 49ers team. Forget getting into the red zone. They didn't get within 20 yards of the red zone. Man, I hate to say it, but do you remember when he beat the Bucs last year and everybody was looking to crown him as the next great quarterback in the league? Do you remember that? Remember when I was saying, man, pump the brakes on this guy. Pump the brakes. Didn't I also say today would be a very good day to apologize to me? If there's anything you would like to apologize to me about, today is the day to do so. Well, that right there. You can apologize to me anytime you want for that. It doesn't even have to be fancy or formal like Manny or whoever the hell that was. You can call it in like, quote, Manny. You can tweet it in. You can email it in. You can snail mail it in. You can put it up on a billboard and fly it around town behind an airplane. Just make sure you get it in because I'm still waiting. I mean, as bad as that Giants offense was too, their defense wasn't any better. They were carved by Nick Mullins. I repeat, Nick Mullins. He went for nearly 350 yards on them yesterday. So while the Giants could not get it into the red zone, the 49ers were scoring on 7 of their first 8 possessions. Yeah, but don't worry. Don't you worry about a thing. Joe Judge, who has generated a lot of attention for being a tough guy, for having his tough guy approach in practice. Joe Judge is on top of this. Don't worry about it, Giants fan.
Yeah, I think about toughness and how you respond to things. Obviously, we have some adversity right now we have to respond to. When I think about this area, you talk about blue collar, you know, people that work blue collar livings, like, you know, my family did growing up, you just wake up every day, no matter the circumstances, and you go back to the grindstone. And that's what our team's going to do. We're not looking for excuses. We're not pointing fingers. We're not looking for shortcuts. We're working on building this thing and building this thing the right way for this area. All right. For the families that this team represents. And we're going to come back Wednesday and we're going to work our butts off, to get this thing right moving forward. So in terms of the people in the area, want to know the direction this program's going. I can assure you that I take a great deal of pride and I put a lot of personally into this to make sure that the product they see on the field, they can be proud of. And although they're disappointed with some of the things that have happened on the field, I can assure you we're working the same way they work every day to get our butts back to work, to get it right and to get it going forward.
Hey, Giants fan, you feel better now? You feel better hearing that? Because I wouldn't if I were you. What the hell is he talking about exactly? Shock of all shocks, Joe Judge is not Bill Belichick. Thanks, Joe. I mean, what the hell kind of an answer was that? There was a lot of really aggressive chatter about blue-collar jobs, but what does that have to do with your football team? You're 0-3. It's an embarrassment. Zero credit for not looking for excuses or pointing the finger. What the hell are you going to say? You're 0-3, and you're probably the worst team in the NFL. And if you're not, that team across town is. Yeah, no credit for all that blue-collar, tough guy talk. Man, you are 0-3 and embarrassing across the board. Only thing saving the Jets is that I've run out of time this segment. But I'll give you something to think about going ahead, moving ahead. B-U-M-S, bums, bums, bums. Like I said, personal appearance is not show fodder, but what is uglier than the state of affairs regarding New York football right now? We will come back, and I will try and finish that thought. I'll get to it soon enough. In the meantime, anybody else want to apologize to me for anything at all? I'm here for it. I really am. Still ahead. an open segment, an ATP, a huge call, maybe some baseball, and more. Don't go anywhere. Gave you my thoughts on the Giants, although Joe Judge would make sure that you all know that they will continue to battle and do the right things and work hard. I'll get to my thoughts on the Jets in a minute. First up, though, the ATP, the Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Hi, Jim. Who is crankier? Sugar-free Ritt? Or fat-free hawk? Thanks. Bella B. in Calgary. Boy, that's true, right? Isn't that hard? That would make you cranky. That would put you in a bad mood. These guys are both pros. They know not to bring that to work. Whatever you're dealing with at home or with your diet, both these guys are good like that. I know Ritt. Well, I don't know. Ritt says he's cut back on sugar. Has not changed his mood or the way he acts or interacts with the rest of us. Hawk is fat-free. He's dropped a ton of weight. Same good attitude. So in defense of both those guys, Bella, and you know I would definitely tell you otherwise, they are not cranky, but we're not here. Jimmo's, I've noticed you wear a lot of pastels during the summer. When do you plan to make a switch to more fall-like colors? Brent and PC, that's good. That's funny. Probably not at all. On the NFL on CBS, I'll do that for you, Brent. Here's the thing. Two things about that. Why am I not switching to more fall-like colors? For one, I was going to say because I'm in a studio that's freezing all day long, but then I would be only in fall colors, right? I don't know. It is what it is. I don't make that distinction. Like, I live in California. We don't have a change of seasons. The leaves don't change colors. That's just not the way it is. Like, I'm not driving to work and like, oh, wow, look at the trees. Look at all the red leaves. That's not happening here, man. We don't get any of that. We don't have a change of seasons. In fact, I didn't even know that there was like a fall or a summer or a spring or a winter. I didn't know that even is a real thing. In my studio, it's always winter. That's all I know. Thanks, Brent. Keep playing. But he and Bella B are the only ones, though. And then you got this guy. Like, I'm always here for the beefs. And right now there's a beef between Jerome and Chris in southeastern Wisco. It's not going well for Jerome. Like, the last couple of times Jerome has tried to take part in this beef, one time, he was smashed. I mean, smashed up. Hence the nickname Slurome. And then the next time he called, his phone quality was so bad, nobody could even understand what he was saying. So it's not going well. For that reason, Jerome, I'm not taking the call.
Not good.
Not today. Not good. So I want to go back to the Giants and the Jets. Like, for a moment there, it looked like the Giants might be the worst team in the NFL. But then along came another team from the area that said, you're not ripping that crown from us. Not on our watch. Yes, you're a horrible football team. Yes, you're an embarrassment to your business and this town. But you're not worse nor more embarrassing than us. I'm talking about the New York Jets. The Jets saw the garbage that the Giants put on the field and had one thought. Thought being, hey, y'all, watch this.
Hey, y'all, watch this.
The Jets had the ball to start the game. The Jets had the ball to start the game, and this is what they did with the ball to start the game.
Sam Darnold has the quarterback out of the gun. Takes a shotgun snap on third and six. Throws left side. It's picked off.
Uh-oh.
On the far sideline. 30, uh-oh. 25, 15. Xavier Rhodes, 10, 5. Good. Touchdown. Touchdown. Xavier Rhodes. A pick six. Touchdown. INDY for the defense.
Hell yes. Those are the Jets that you know and you love. At a time when it seems like you can count on nothing at all, you can count on the Jets being horrible. Like I said, B-U-M-S, bums, bums, bums. But then the damnedest thing happened, right? They bounce back from that pick six. They go on a 14-play drive that ends in a TD. It was weird. And for a moment, the Jets looked nearly competent. But then fortunately, and not surprisingly, it was only a moment because the Colts ran off 10 straight. They led 17-7 at halftime. And that tells you everything you need to know about the Jets. That being down by just 10 at halftime felt like a win, right? Sure enough, 17-10 became 24-10 in the second half, and then it got even worse.
Darnold looking over the defense. He's going to move Josh Malone in close to the line of scrimmage. Sets up, throws right side. It's picked off.
Uh-oh.
For the Colts. The Colts are running the other way with it at the 20. T.J. Carey, and Carey turns it all the way in to a pick six. Two of them on the day for the Colts. Touchdown, I-N-D-Y. Defense, have a day.
Pains me to say it because Sam Darnold played his high school ball and his college ball from not far from here, and I really do like the guy a lot, always have. But who let Matt Schaub on the field and put him in a Sam Darnold jersey? Two pick sixes in a game. But the Jets' offense was not done handing out treats. They had even more that they wanted to share.
Ball between the hash marks. Darnold in his own end zone. And he is hit. And he is going to be taken down.
Uh-oh.
It's a sack for the Colts.
Safety.
The question is it a safety?
Yes.
It is.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Second straight week the Colts have
the Giants
up a safety in the sack. Goes
puked all over themselves. And everybody thought, man, these guys are the absolute worst. And then the Jets go out and they throw a pair of pick sixes. And they allow a safety. They lost 36-7 in a game where their defense allowed 20 points and their offense gave up 16. So again, which team is worse, the Giants or the Jets? And again, the correct answer is yes. Man, these days, the very best part of Jets games are Jets press conferences after the games. You're watching the game and you're thinking, oh, hell yes, this is going to be an awesome presser again. And sure enough, it was. There were players like Sam Darnold who were bravely, courageously trying to have Crazy Eyes' back.
I truly believe this, and the guys in the locker room feel the same way. We've been put in great positions to go out there and succeed. And, you know, go out there, make plays, and execute a game plan that's put together perfectly for us. It's just about us going out there and executing. That's it.
Man, all I can say is Sam Darnold is one hell of a person. Maybe not one hell of an NFL quarterback, but one hell of a human being. That's a stand-up guy to be in there in that situation, getting the hell beat out of him every single day since he entered the NFL and standing up and saying, you know what? The coaches are doing a hell of a job. The coaches are doing a great job. Like, he's watching Adam Gase single-handedly destroy his NFL career, and he's not publicly blaming his coach at all. I mean, never mind Canton. This dude should be in the Human Being Hall of Fame. Exactly what color are those Blazers? Then there was this from offensive lineman Greg Van Roten. Quote, to the fans that are calling for his head, I never really understood that. I was on a team last year, we fired the coach, and it's not like we started winning. You go further in the tank. I'm not sure what that solves, but I get the frustration. I understand that. End quote. Yeah, I don't know, G. You've lost games by 10, 18, and now 29. And you're telling me it could get even worse? You're telling me that Gase is the difference between getting blown out and genuinely humiliated. Man, bring it on. But really, everybody just wanted to hear from the coach himself. He was asked about the speculation regarding his job security.
I'm going to do what I always do, come back to work tomorrow and try to get things fixed. I mean, that's something I can't worry about. I got to focus on getting our guys right.
All right. But is it embarrassing, Eyes?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to go out there and get your ass kicked. I mean, it's frustrating. I'm frustrated for our guys, our coaches. Like, we're the only ones that can fix it. Like, we have to do it. We have to figure out a way to clean up all the things that aren't going right for us.
I don't know. Like, from where I'm sitting, he seems pretty comfortable with this. And the best part of it is the Jets have a short week before they face the Broncos on Thursday night. But you want to talk about an all-time horrible primetime matchup. Gase's seat is already red hot. Lose that game and it's going to be a raging inferno. I would tell you to coach him up, Adam, but if you could, you already would have done so. Eyes wide open, my man. Keep your eyes on the prize. With the Capital One Venture Card, you can earn 100,000 bonus miles that you can actually use. Redeemable for vacation rentals, car rentals, and more when you spend 20 grand in your first year. What's in your wallet? Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. Thank you for listening. My thanks to Bryant McFadden, Kevin Ioli, Andy Staples, you clones, the XR4TI, and more. Great matchup tonight. We are all over tomorrow on the program. See you then. We're out.